Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Secret Artists Podcast. I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and I'm joined this week by the wonderful Beatty Edmondson. Beatty and I talk about all kinds of things. The episode starts off in a rather more scatological way than I had planned, but we covered motherhood, as Beatty is a new mother, and what comes with that is a lot of excrement. So sorry in advance if you're sensitive to that sort of thing. We do also get onto art, of course, so it gets rather more highbrow as the episode goes on. What else do we talk about? We talk about the Mitford sisters, we talk about famous parents, we talk about all kinds of things. Hope you enjoy the episode. Do follow on Instagram at Secret Art Pod so you can see mine and Beatty's artworks. Enjoy!
I'm sitting on the floor of my mother-in-law's spare room.
Oh, so, that's nice of her to let you sit on her floor.
Yeah, it's the only place she lets me be.
How's Mabel? Is it nap time?
It's not quite nap time. So Sam is... I just heard her burst into tears downstairs. So something dramatic's quite happened.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I'm quite glad I'm not down there.
Yeah, that's good.
I've also been away for the last 2 days, and the last 2 days are the only time that she's ever pooed on the floor.
Oh, no.
She's just going to poo straight onto the floor.
In your mother-in-law's house?
Yeah, in my mother-in-law's house, on the carpet.
How, what kind of poo are we talking?
Well, luckily, she's got a high-fibre diet. But,
right.
I mean, you'd be surprised it came out of a toddler.
Oh, God.
Like,
how
that's a
did your mother-in-law react to that?
She's fine with it, actually. So,
and how do you start cleaning up something like that?
I start by calling Sam and making Sam
and then
Sam
saying, you've got a podcast to record.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't
yeah,
think.
Yeah, quite gross.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, Mabel should clear it up. She did it, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. But the worst is when she does it in the bath. Because then it starts to disintegrate.
Oh.
What a way to start the podcast.
At least in the
sorry.
Bath. Like,
straight
you
to
could just, it goes down the drain, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's that. Especially if it's a wet one. It's better to be in the bath,
God.
I guess. You can just
motherhood,
wipe
hey?
It straight down. Yeah.
Shall I introduce you? I feel like we've already had quite the introduction to you. But I have written a sort of more formal, less poo involved one.
That's nice.
Okay.
There's no poo involved at all.
Not currently, but I could add that in.
Okay,
I suppose.
Maybe you do. I think you should.
Yeah. Beatty Edmondson is a comedy writer and actor, best known for her starring roles in Disney's family entertainment feature film Patrick and BBC Three's sitcom Josh. Beatty has appeared in Ab Fab, the movie, Bridget Jones's Baby, Upstart Crow, At Elevenish, Drunk History, Fresh Meat, and lots more. She is, oh, wow. Everyone's always amazed hearing their credits back. It's like, oh yeah, I've actually done stuff.
Oh.
She is one third of comedy sketch group Birthday Girls with Camille Yu Chan and Rose Johnson, who have their own podcast, Birthday Girls House Party, available on BBC Sounds.
Yes.
I'm very excited to have Beatty on the podcast, especially as we both have the same middle name.
Louise.
Hello, Beatty Louise Edmondson.
The most mundane middle name.
Most common. Did you know that?
Is it? Well, of course it is. Everyone's middle name is Louise.
100% of the podcast today is middle name is Louise.
Yeah.
So I like the muse you've chosen.
Yeah.
Shall I? Is that your baby?
Tell you about it. That's my baby.
She looks,
No, that is an Upsy Daisy doll.
Okay.
My mother-in-law, Upsy Daisy is a character from In the Night Garden, which is a kids' show.
Thank you for explaining that to me. Oh, I like In the Night Garden. That's quite trippy, isn't it?
It is. It's insane. It makes me go insane. But this is a doll that my mother-in-law found in a secondhand shop. And so had to put her through the washing machine and her pupils washed off.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's quite scary.
Yeah, so she drew them back on with felt tip, but they keep rubbing off.
Oh, my God.
So, sort of gives her a kind of haunted look.
And is this your doll or is this Mabel's?
This is Mabel's doll.
To clarify. Okay.
To clarify, Mabel's doll. Mm-hmm. But Upsy Daisy is, she's generally fine, but she's got this hair, which, you know, I don't have a problem with it apart from it moves. And like when she gets excited,
it sounds
she,
like
gets,
you do
she gets
have a
little
with
like, but she gets little like hair boners. They look like little...
Oh, have they got wire inside?
Well, oh, this doll, no, but in the show.
Oh,
yes.
In the show. Yeah, I was going to say, that doll doesn't look high-tech enough to get boner hair.
That doll says some things, but the battery's running out, so it's like...
Oh, God. What is she trying to say?
Terrifying.
You know?
I think she's trying to sing her song.
Help me.
Help. Kill me.
Kill me now. And is Mabel a fan?
Mabel's a huge fan.
Daisy.
Yeah,
well, that's
loves
good.
Her. She's got a sticker of her up on her wall that she gives kisses to.
Aww,
gives her dummy
that's
to
cute.
It. Yeah.
Before pooing all over the floor.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. My whole personality is just being a mother now. That's
yeah. That's good.
Is
you
it?
Know what you're getting with it. Well, it's something, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's better than having absolutely no personality at all.
Exactly.
Which is actually how Rose described me the other day.
Really?
My co-worker, colleague Rose Johnson described me as vague.
Former guest on the podcast.
Former guest on the friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. She described you as having
vague.
No personality.
Vague. She said, you're like a grey man who's like...
Wow.
Someone who doesn't... Like, you can't really pinpoint what they are.
That's probably... How did you take that? I feel like that's one of the worst things
like,
you could
I was
say
like, ha ha ha, that's funny. And then I went home and I absolutely spiraled.
Maybe like, she's trying to give you more of a personality by like
that's
making
true.
You sad or angry.
Building some character.
Yeah.
I think it was a joke in fairness, but it was, you know, one of those jokes that you just keep thinking about.
Yeah, it cuts deep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's one of those things that bullies say is just a joke.
Yeah. Like, once a boy at school told me that I run like a dog. Like
well, that's a good
like
bit
I run
of personality
like
for you. You can add that to your repertoire.
That's true. It's like, oh, Beata, she's that girl who runs like a dog.
She's a mum and she runs like a dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you were just saying before we started that you, you're not really into art. Is that right?
It's not that I don't enjoy art, it's just that I don't know anything about it.
Oh, like, that's fine.
I know who all the big guns are.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily...
Go on.
You know, like the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, yeah. Big gun, the
yeah,
Mona Lisa.
The
yeah.
big gun. She's a big gun.
Yeah, exactly. So you know your stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I'm an expert.
And have you done much... I mean, I might start drawing Upsy Daisy. What are you using? Have you got?
I've got some pencils and some coloured pencils as well.
Great, Crayola. That's sort of what I've got as well. Well, mine aren't Crayola, but I've got some coloured stuff.
Sure.
That I can add water to if I want to make it wet. Have you done much drawing?
Well, I used to be really into drawing when I was a kid. I used to kind of. Well, at one stage, I used to want to be like a cartoonist.
Really?
Yeah, because I used to think I was really good at drawing. I was like, I was good at drawing, but like for a kid.
Right.
And then I never kind of got better than
you,
good at drawing.
You could have been
kid.
Something.
I was like one of those kids who gets really good and everyone's like, oh my god, they're a prodigy, and then it's like, oh, that was the limit. They just got to their best at a very young age.
You just peaked really early. That's a shame. You should get back into it.
Yeah.
Do you think Mabel's got your early skills on the pad?
She does like to scribble. I won't say draw. She likes to scribble.
You can say draw. How old is she, just for the listeners?
She's 14 months old.
When do you stop using months? When they get to, like, 18? Well,
I guess what, yeah.
She's 10,000 months. I don't know how much that would be. That would probably only be about...
That's
I don't know.
50. Is it?
It is weird, though, isn't it? That's something that parents do.
I know, and I used to always hate it when parents did that. I was like, just say she's one. But now I can't. Yeah.
Just say she's 1 and 2 months.
Yeah. Because I think it's because, like, in my head, I'm like, I don't want people to think that she's, like, underdeveloped in any way.
So right. Like, oh, maybe that's what it is.
She's not just one. She's 14 months. Or, like, she's not 1 and a half. I don't know.
Right.
There's so much, I don't know.
So much
It's not,
admin.
Like, competition, but it's, like, you've got to try and to stop people from talking about how well-developed or unwell-developed your child is.
What's the worst thing someone said to you about your child? Is that what people ask parents?
Well, I was in the play park the other day and in Camberwell. And, I don't know, I go to the play park, like, in my tracksuit and with no makeup on. And there are women in there in, like, tea dresses with, like, glittery eyeshadow on. I'm like, you're at the swings. Why do you need this?
Yeah, what do you expect? Who do you want to pull at the swings?
Exactly. And there was, like, this gorgeous French lady who was like, oh, your daughter, how old is she? And I was like, 14 months. She was like, she's enormous.
Oh, God.
My child is just so tiny and cute, and your child is enormous.
That's not what you want to hear, is it?
No, it's not ideal.
How do you respond to that?
I was just like, yeah, no, she's big, yeah.
Big babies are
She's
cute,
very tall, yeah.
Is she tall?
She is really tall.
She's taller than you?
Yeah, taller than me. She's 6'2".
That is tall.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm doing the pencil measuring with my thumb thing, but I don't really
that's good.
Understand what I'm doing there or how that's... I just know it's
helps.
A thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. I think it's like if the head is the top bit of the pencil, then how many of the head is the body? I think it's like 2.
Right.
So I think it's about getting proportion.
Oh, shit. Well, I've not done that very well.
Which I've immediately not done, but... I've already made it look quite freaky.
Yeah. Oh, you've gone...
She looks really scary.
You've done quite a lot. I've just done that.
Oh, that's good. Yours looks quite scary too.
Still quite scary.
I think she is just quite a freaky doll, isn't she?
She is. Mabel loves her. It's just... Can't explain it.
Have you got a favourite artist, BT?
I don't think I do.
That's fine.
Although, I mean, the last exhibition I probably went to was a Wilfredo Lam exhibition.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think I just
that?
Really liked him as a guy, like learning about him going round.
Yeah.
Like, his art's quite cool, but...
What sort of stuff does he do?
He does kind of weird, abstract, like spiky, demon-looking people.
Nice.
Which is...
I like spiky art.
That's quite cool. Yeah.
I just went to see the Steve McQueen exhibition.
Oh, yeah.
Which was quite good. Did you go to that, the Tate?
No, I didn't.
He does lots of... He's the guy who did 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah, and he won
the Turner Prize. Yeah. He did. I feel like maybe 2018 or something.
I can't get my head around people who are that, like, multi-talented.
Oh, no, it was
99.
Oh. Felt like 2018, didn't it? Yeah, he was really good. He does lots of cool, like, video installations.
Yeah, hello.
There was one quite bleak one about his cousin who accidentally shot his brother. And it's like the frame of the video is just on the back of this dead man's head.
Oh,
so that's all
God.
You see in the video. But then it's like the dialogue from the cousin talking about how it happened.
And, oh, God.
Yeah, it's really bleak, that's but very good. Yeah. Oh yeah, Wilfredo. Is it Wilfredo Lam?
Wilfredo, yeah, because Wilfredo. He's really cool. They're supposed to be Wilfredo, but they missed out the L.
Yeah, quite sort of dark, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mm, nice.
Quite interesting, like lots of like bums and tits, but in an abstract way.
Yeah, a bit like Birthday Girl sketches. have you missed doing sketch comedy? Or have you been, you guys have been doing the podcast, but obviously.
Been doing the podcast, but not live comedy. Have I missed? I guess so. But there's also, you know, parts of live comedy that I haven't missed.
Sure.
Like, I think I do love doing live comedy, but like, I like it when I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate the idea of like running up to a gig.
Yeah, the build-up is probably the worst part of it, isn't it?
Awful.
Do you get nervous?
I've made Upsy Daisy's arm look like a penis. I don't know how to change it.
Oh, let's see.
Look, it looks like a... Can you see?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but actually, it does look like a penis in real life too, I think.
Oh my God, it does.
Not the stripes, but...
Okay, yeah, maybe the stripes.
The shape of it. A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Cock-like. Maybe that's why Mabel... It's a Freudian.
Are you saying my child's a pervert? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I am. No, she's sweet. Absolutely enormous, but very sweet.
Enormous.
Am I right in thinking you're filming a period drama at the moment, or are we not allowed to talk about it?
I think we are, because I think there's been an article about it published.
Oh, great.
Somewhere. But it's a adaptation of a Nancy Mitford novel called Pursuit of Love. It's kind of a precursor to Love in a Cold Climate, which I think people have heard of more.
Mm-hmm.
But I just play, I play, Lily James is playing the lead role, and I play of her boring older sister.
Method acting for you.
Yeah. The character description was like, older and plainer.
Count me in.
I was like, yeah, absolutely.
How that must be quite fun. Have you got?
It's really fun. It's
a cool
set
costume.
It's set in the like 20s and 30s, mm-hmm. but in kind of the countryside, and they're all sort of kept in this house by their father. They're not really allowed to go out and like socialize and stuff.
Right.
So they've kind of got their own weird. Gross fashion sense.
Do you get to wear a corset?
I don't get to wear a corset. It's all very baggy, sort of loose wools and
your favourite.
That kind of shit, yeah.
Mm. Oh, and Andrew Scott's in it, isn't
Andrew
he?
Andrew Scott's in it. It's a lovely cast.
How
actually.
Is he?
Oh, well, I haven't met him because he wasn't... Oh, God, there I am. He wasn't available to
Beautiful.
Be there for the... scenes that I had with him.
What?
Because he wasn't, I think he wasn't very well, but he's better now and he's back doing it.
So did you have to just act?
Yeah, they just used
pretending
like
he was there.
Body double. Yeah.
Mm. Pretending he was there.
Yeah.
Someone who's never done any acting before. Did you just have to pretend?
But he did. Well, they had a body double who looked, you know, pretty much exactly like him.
Oh.
From
so
behind.
Who does he play?
He plays Lord Merlin, who's like this eccentric neighbour
mm-hmm.
who sort of sees something special in the Linda character, who's the Lily James character, and oh, sort cool. of tries to take her under his wing.
So have you done all your scenes?
No, I finished filming at the end of September.
Nice.
But it's going really well, I think.
That's cool.
I hope.
You hope. We always hope.
Yeah.
We?
But the director's really lovely. It's do you know Emily Mortimer?
Oh, yeah.
She's really lovely. Very clever.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Women, also, don't Nancy. Expect any help on a Thursday.
Shit, do you remember that advert?
Yeah.
Was it
Zoo or Nuts?
Yeah.
Don't expect any help on a Thursday. What are they doing?
Women being bad at DIY.
Yeah, on a Thursday. Oh, because the men, that's when the magazine came out.
The men were just dribbling over some boobs.
Buying magazines. I wonder which day they do that now. It's not Thursday. Friday. Thursday's the new Friday. Yeah, Friday's the old Thursday, which was the new Friday.
Exactly.
How was acting alongside a pug?
Fuck off. I mean, he upstaged me in every single scene, which is the bad thing.
I don't think so. Also, from the clips I've seen, I have to say I missed it at the cinema.
I think you're... I'm not going to say it was... It's not... A lot of kids come up to me and say that they loved it.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
So you get recognised from Patrick then?
By children, yeah.
By children.
Which is like, that's really my target audience, really, is children.
And has Mabel seen Patrick yet?
Nope.
Is she too young for it?
I don't know if she's too young. I hate watching myself, so.
Right. Fair enough, I suppose.
Would rather not. But,
Oh, I've started using ink on this, which I'm not sure about.
Can I see?
Yeah, but if I show you, I think it might drip onto my laptop, so I might wait for it to dry a little bit. But this, I can show you the ink bottle.
Oh, that's very, like...
It's quite fun having...
Oldie-woldie.
Yeah, just a pot of ink on my desk. It's very pretentious, like, because obviously it's just next to a laptop.
You're a Bronte sister. You're Jane Austen. Yeah.
I guess I am a Jane Austen.
Yeah, do you know anything about the Mitford sisters?
Not really. I should, right. Shouldn't I?
My mum is obsessed, but they're bizarre because Nancy, who wrote the novel, was a communist and like married a communist guy. And then Unity was a Nazi and killed herself when the war started. And one of them married a Mosley, I think. You know, the bad Mosley.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But they were sort of like, I don't know if they were like socialites, but they were just
Like you relate with your sisters? Because one of you, like, yeah. Are you the socialist or did you?
Yeah,
Sam
both
the
my
Nazi?
Sisters are Nazis. Oh, look, here we go. Diana Mitford is the one who married a Mosley.
Oh, wow. Mosley was shunned in the British media for a period after the war and the couple established their own company, Euphorian Books.
Oh.
Named after a character in Faust.
Wow.
There you go. While in France, Diana edited the fascist cultural magazine, The European, for 6 years, and to this magazine... She herself sometimes contributed material. That's a weird sentence. That sounded like it promised more than she contributed material.
Google Nancy Mitford, because I feel like she might be
Nancy Mitford on Facebook. Ah, born the day before me.
Quite
a few years before me as well.
Yeah, I think she might.
She was regarded one of the bright young people on the London social scene.
Yeah, exactly. It was the sort of the time of the debutante. You know, they had these big sort of debutante balls and all that crap. And then the war started and people realised that all that stuff was really silly.
Yeah.
But fun, I guess.
Silly but fun.
Just like rich tagline. People being really rich. Silly but fun.
Join the Nazis. We're silly but fun. During the 1950s, Mitford was identified with the concept of you, upper and non-you language, whereby social origins and standing were identified by words used in everyday speech. She had intended this as a joke, but many took it seriously, and Mitford was considered an authority on manners and breeding.
Jesus. Wow.
How does that make her an authority on breeding? Because she did a joke about class.
Yeah.
Wow. Would you consider yourself an authority on breeding?
I know how to do it.
Yeah, you've done that.
If you need any tips yeah. and tricks.
So how did you do it?
do you want me to tell you?
Can you draw it for me?
I could draw it. Well, I've drawn part of it on Upsy Daisy already by accident.
Yeah.
So.
Now, BT, I'm hesitant to ask you too much about growing up with famous parents, having also been in that situation myself. And I know how annoying that question can be. But having said that, I'm also interested in like how much of your parents' work you were aware of growing up. Like, did you watch AbFab and Bottom, or were you sort of...
I was like aware that they were on TV. The main thing I watched was French and Saunders, because that was the only kind of child-friendly
one. Yeah. I guess the rest was a bit unsuitable.
Yeah. The rest was like, a little bit not suitable. But, I mean, I did still watch. I remember my dad showed me the Bottom episode on the Ferris wheel, because that was like the one he was really proud of.
Aww. I used to watch it when I was little, by the way.
Oh, really?
I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, I sort of feel like this. I don't know if I would show my kids the stuff I've done. Like, it might just be a bit awkward to be like, let's all sit down and watch mummy do a silly show, you know?
Yeah.
I hate watching myself at the best of times, so.
That's true. Did they try and like steer you away from following in their footsteps, or were they quite encouraging? Or neither.
I think maybe neither. Like, I think they encouraged us to follow what we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really encouraging when we were passionate about something. Mm-hmm. To the point where, like, if one of us was really passionate about something, they'd be over encouraging, and then we'd be like, I don't like it anymore.
You've ruined
it for me. I remember my little sister once said, like, oh, you know, I'm really interested in, like, China. Like, I'd love to go to China one day. And within a week, my mum had redecorated her room to be, like, a Chinese room. Like, everything was just, like, that's imperial so red. And sort of she'd bought this big sort of old Chinese wardrobe. And my sister was like, I said one thing.
Yeah, it was a throwaway comment.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Quite sweet.
Yeah, they're very enthusiastic.
Your sisters are quite creative as well, aren't they? Are they artist?
Freya does a bit of... She's the most arty one.
Mm-hmm.
She does a bit of fashion, illustration. Right? She does fashion, yeah. She makes kids' clothes and grown-ups' clothes. And jewellery, actually. She just started making jewellery. So she's very kind of makey. And also she's a yoga instructor now.
Oh, my God. Many strings.
Yeah, she's, like, insanely... multi-talented and cool. And my older sister is a musician. Like, she makes music, and she's got three children, and all her kids have just gone to school, so she's gonna do a psychology degree.
Whoa.
I achieved
fam.
Yeah. And they're all really musical, actually. Like, my little sister's a really good singer, and she used to play classical guitar. And my older sister can play, like, guitar and piano and some weird, like, old folk instruments and stuff.
Are you musical?
Not in any way. Not in any way whatsoever. And it's really embarrassing at Christmas time.
Why? Do you have, like, a sort of family band?
Yeah, well, they're like the Von Trapps, and they sort of all get around the piano and start doing Christmas carols and stuff. And
That's very cute. And what do you do? Sketches.
I just provide support. Yeah. I just do a tight 10. Just do a tight 10 right behind them.
Guys, what's up with the music?
Yeah. Oh, Christmas, am I right? So,
is this thing on?
How many baubles do you need for a tree, am I right? It's too many.
How's your drawing going?
It's going well. I'm just sort of colouring in. It's very crude. I mean, compared to yours, it's just, I've literally just done a pencil drawing and coloured it in with crayons.
Well, you're a cartoonist, that's why, I mean.
Exactly, I'm a cartoonist, yeah.
You're a cartoonist at heart, so. Yeah, do you think you'd be keen for Mabel to sort of pursue creative subjects when she's older?
100%. I think, like, I don't know. My opinion is that there's too much pressure put on all kids anyway to sort of be successful. I just want her to do something that makes her happy. I mean, that sounds really sad and obvious.
No, that's nice.
But
I quite want to hear a parent at some point be like, I just want my kid to do something that makes them really unhappy. Because you don't hear that enough. Whatever they choose, I just want it to be something
really
that fills them with dread every day.
I want them to be sad and unhealthy.
Yeah. I want them to be physically ugly and have a terrible time.
Yes. Be bullied, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, I'm slightly regretting the ink, but I'm also, it's quite fun just to like splash it around the page a bit.
Oh, I bet.
What is art?
What is art? Do you know what? This is, I got asked this question in my interview to get into university.
Really?
Yeah. And I got well,
sorry,
it, so
is
I don't
it
know.
Bringing back
it's, yeah,
flashbacks?
It's triggering me slightly, but she was like, but it was to get in to do a drama degree. Like, come on, get. But she was like, what is art? And I was like, I think art is subjective and like some things that people think is art, like other people don't think is art.
That's great. You don't have to say it in a sort of sarcastic, ironic way. Is that how you said it in the interview?
Yeah, that's exactly how I said it. And then at the end I went, and scene. And she was like, oh, wow. And then I got into
You've got a place at the University of Life. Was it Manchester you went to?
It was Manchester.
Madchester.
Madchester, where and I did absolutely you... no work and just had a party for 3 years.
That's nice. That's where you formed Lady Garden, right?
It is. Gosh, Lady Garden. I still.
That was the pre Birthday Girls.
It's pre Birthday Girls sketch group. That. I'm still not okay with that name. I had to describe it to. My grandma once asked me what it meant. What does Lady Garden mean? And I had to tell my grandma that Lady Garden meant vagina.
I guess you could have pretended it meant something else.
Well.
That was too late.
All very well and good saying that now. She already thinks less of me.
My granny once gave me £5 to buy an Easter egg and I bought Wheatus Teenage Dirtbag, the single, with it. And she looked so horrified.
That's so funny. I had that. I literally had that on CD. That was maybe one of my first CDs.
Oh, it was great. What a song. I just used to listen to it on repeat. Weird that you could just buy a single, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you own any art, Beatty?
Do I own any art? I actually don't think I do. Isn't that sad? I've got pictures up on my wall. But so I guess that's art.
That's art. That counts as art. What sort of pictures?
My sister gave me this one of a kind of naked lady, which is quite good.
Oh, nice.
I mean, obviously, I can't show it to you because I'm at my mother-in-law's house. I can show you her art. She's got...
I can show you a naked lady. Your mother-in-law walks in fully nude.
She's got... What's she got on the wall? She's got these drawings that her friend did.
Are they good?
They're of lots of multicoloured houses.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They're quite cute.
You don't sound convinced.
It's just cute. No, it's nice. I'm just trying to think of how to describe it.
Hmm.
Loads of little multicolored houses. It's cute. They're all sort of like wobbly and kooky looking.
Nice. Like the beginning of what's the company who make is it the Warner Brothers? You know, they have the advert at the beginning of films like Harry Potter, and it's like the wibbly wobbly houses. Maybe it's not Warner Brothers. You know what I'm trying to describe?
I think I know what you
mean. It's sepia and it's like houses, and then it goes all wobbly.
I thought it was sound stages rather than houses. I thought those were the Warner Brothers studios.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's not like that. The picture is nothing like that, so that was all for nothing.
I don't know what more I can do to this. I think I'm damaging it the more I do to it.
I've started doing the carpet, which is a massive error. Look, what am I doing? Why have I started doing that?
Oh, I like it. It's really nice. It's like a sort of Family Guy cartoon. Mine's just a big splodge.
Oh, I like it.
It's quite gross.
It's quite, it creeps me out of it, which I think is right.
Yeah. Well, she creeps me out a bit.
Yeah, she creeps me out a bit.
Sorry, Upsy Daisy, if you're listening. Yeah.
thank you for entertaining my child, but...
I'm trying to do the white of her eyes, but I've only really got this sort of off-white chalk.
Oh, I've got a white crayon. That's what I'll do.
I think I've made it look even more terrifying. Do you find it relaxing?
What, drawing? Yeah, I do actually. Someone got me a colouring book once that I was like, I'm never going to use that.
Oh, and yeah, there was a real phase of those, wasn't there?
Yeah, but it was actually, I don't know, something about it. Really relaxing.
Colouring in just, for adults.
Yeah. Something about just like completing a task. It's like, oh, this is something that's like simple and I can see how to do it and I just have to complete it and then it's done.
That's interesting. Lots of people find it very frustrating, especially having to like copy something that's in front of you. But yeah, I agree with you. I find it quite sort of meditative.
Yeah.
That's quite hard to say.
Like even if it turns out shit, it's like something that you did that's visible.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
I think especially with like what we do, I feel like you put in loads of work, especially with writing, doing something that just never comes to anything. And you're like, well, how many hours have I spent writing this thing? Or like even just writing a show, and then you do the show and then the show's finished and then it's gone forever.
Yeah, unless you record it, there's no like tangible evidence that it ever happened.
Exactly.
Actually, I'm quite into it. I've just chalked over it and I don't mind what's happened. Oh, having said that, I just poured a massive bit of ink on it and it's all gone wrong.
So are you pouring the ink on and then spreading it around?
I've got a little brush. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Just learned where the camera is on the computer. Yeah, so I'm sort of, I guess, painting with the ink, but I've also added some... I'm making it sound like this is an absolute masterpiece when it's a total
shit show in reality. Mine, which is, I've just drawn one square of the carpet. It's really, I've chosen a laborious way to colour it in. I'm trying to do like all the individual carpet.
Square by square. You're quite methodical, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I'm like that when I like eat as well. Is that weird?
Really? Do you eat it in like... sections, your meal?
Yeah.
Do you have like meat and then potatoes?
Well, sometimes I'll like mix stuff together, obviously, but like
obviously I'm not mental,
obviously. I don't have to keep all my food separate from each other, but yeah, I don't know, I'm like, then I'll eat this and then I'll have some of that, like I've got it all planned out in my head. Is that
before
strange?
You yeah that yeah. is quite weird.
I like plan it. I'm like, okay, well, I've only got that amount of macaroni cheese left, so I'll save some of that to eat with this piece of meat. I don't know.
But, yeah, okay.
Okay, is that weird? Yeah, it is weird.
This is all good, though, to add to your personality.
Yeah, exactly.
You can go back to Rose with a list of, you know, kooks.
Actually,
and
Annie
quirks.
Said I do have a personality.
Yeah. I run like a dog and I separate my food out like a psychopath.
Quick fire.
Painting or drawing?
Oh, painting. Oh, no, drawing. Straight, I meant drawing.
It's difficult questions. Straight lines or curves?
Curves.
Portrait or landscape?
Portrait.
Pugs or people?
People.
Camille or Rose?
Oh, Camille!
I really didn't think you'd answer that. Excellent.
And Rose. Camille and Rose.
So it's too late. Well, and I'll cut that bit out. Impressionism or expressionism?
Impressionism.
Light or dark?
Light.
Abstract or realism?
Realism.
Oil or watercolour?
Watercolour.
Looking at art alone or with others?
With others.
Are films art?
Yes.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
No.
Tortured artist or down-to-earth pet owner?
Oh, tortured artist.
Talk about or think about art?
Think about.
Looking at a painting close up or far away?
Close up.
Art or tech?
Tech.
Oh. Art or food?
Food.
Is what you do art?
No. Yes.
And finally, dicks or pussies?
Oh, dicks.
Thank you very much.
It's because I'm looking at Upsy Daisy.
Gorgeous.
It's
God, yours is so neat. I love it.
Isn't it?
The neatness of a murderer.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas I'd say I'm not a neat person, but when I draw, it comes out.
All the neatness
like that.
Comes out.
Really neat.
Really neat.
Can you see it? Sorry.
Yeah, I can see it. So I think now we just have to review each other's work.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm worried mine's going to drip. I'm going to hold that underneath it. Oh my God, it looks even worse on the screen.
Wow.
But let me okay. start. Oh, do you want to start?
Yeah, you start.
Can you put it a bit closer to the screen? Yeah, so I have to give you a mark for commitment, technique, and a final overall grade. Okay. Commitment. Wait, will you lift it up a little bit? Yeah. Commitment, 10 out of 10.
Thank you.
You've done a square of carpet, which is an essential bit of detail.
I've started another square, but I didn't finish it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so maybe 9 out of 10 for commitment. Okay. Technique, I love. You've gone very sort of realistic with the colours and the proportion is all great. I think the ratio of head to body is bang on. The heads might be slightly bigger, actually, but
yeah,
I'm quite into
that. Yeah, I think it is, but yeah.
And
cartoony.
She's scary, cartoony,
yes,
and very neat. 10 out of 10, so 19 out of 20, which I guess is an A. Although they do it in numbers now, don't they?
Oh, do they? Oh, God. Yeah, it's like, oh, I got a 100.
Yeah. Anyway, I love it.
Okay, this one. I mean, I'm immediately terrified. I'd say commitment, 10 out of 10. You've gone dark with it. It looks like she's drowning in a tar pit.
Thank you.
To me. She's kind of, her mouth is kind of, it looks like something's dripping out of her mouth. Like it's...
Yeah, it's probably ink.
It's a sort of smudge coming out of her mouth, which I think kind of makes it quite gross.
It is a really disgusting picture.
It looks like a forgotten doll in an alleyway that's going to come to life and kill you in your sleep. And I like that about it.
I am talking Tina and I
love you. Okay, so commitment, 10 out of 10. And then technique. I mean, I'm going to give you a 10 out of 10 because I can never do something like that.
Well, you have done something like that and yours is better.
No, mine's a neat psychopath's drawing.
Well,
whereas
thank
that
you very
has
much.
Like sort of, that looks like actual piece of art.
This, I don't know about that. But thank you. I hate the dustiness you get on your hand after using chalk.
Oh, yeah.
Know what I mean?
I hate chalk in general. Chalk on a chalk and a blackboard, awful.
Oh,
Mabel's really horrible. Into it at the minute. They've got a blackboard down the bottom of the garden and she loves going down there with the chalks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what, like scraping her hand down it?
No, with a chalk, with like a stick of chalk.
Oh, right. I thought you meant she loves the sound of like scraping hands down it.
No, that would be very creepy.
That'd be a worry. Yeah.
Yeah.
thanks so much, Petey.
Oh, thank you.
That's been really, really fun. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming and for being great and choosing a scary, scary doll.
Thank you for making me draw it and making me realise that I have a personality.
Yeah, congratulations. Thank you. On your personality.
Follow BT on all the things. Instagram, if you're not already, at BT Edmondson. And on Twitter, at Tweety Edmondson. It writes itself. I'm on Twitter at Annie McTweet and on Instagram at McGrath.Annie and at McGrath.Art for my art. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Secret Art Pod, so you can see mine and Beatty's artworks from this week's episode. Do listen back over series one if you like the sort of vibe, I guess, and give us a review, a rating. It all helps. Have a lovely week. Goodbye.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.